The state's highest court rules a religious charter school is unconstitutional. The Chickasaw Nation is helping rebuild two tornado-ravaged cities, and the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter limits how many dogs and cats they can accept. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 25th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma Supreme Court says the state's contract with what would be the first publicly funded religious school is unconstitutional and must be rescinded. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the ruling was decided in a 7-1 majority.
The lawsuit was brought by Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond, who argued that because charter schools are public schools in Oklahoma and by law must be non-sectarian, St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School's contract was unconstitutional. And on Tuesday, the state's highest court agreed. In its ruling, it wrote, because St. Isidore will evangelize its faith as part of its curriculum, it violates Oklahoma laws, the Oklahoma Constitution, and the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Despite St. Isidore arguing its creation was lawful through the Constitution's Free Religious Exercise Clause, the court wrote that as a state-created school, St. Isidore doesn't exist independently of the state and isn't a private entity, as in the other case precedents St. Isidore's arguments relied on. The case is likely not over, though. The court gave St. Isidore 10 days to petition for a rehearing, and it's expected the decision will be appealed. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Republican primary for Carter County Sheriff ended in a tie last week. Two candidates each received exactly 2,569 votes. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has details on how election officials are handling the unusual situation.
The Carter County Election Board needs to find a way to break the tie between current Sheriff Chris Bryant and challenger DJ Long. The state doesn't allow runoffs for races with only two candidates. If recounting the ballots by hand doesn't change the results, it will come down to pure chance, a name drawn from a container. Carter County Election Board Secretary Diane Hall says the candidates will choose the container, and their names will be written in identical font, on identical papers, folded identically. A district judge will draw the name. Hall says the recount will take a while, but she hopes to determine a winner before the 4th of July. Because only Republicans ran, the victor will be the next sheriff. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Chickasaw Nation is starting a $6 million fundraising campaign to rebuild business and boost economic recovery in Sulphur and Marietta. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports.
The Business Rebuilding and Recovery Campaign has the goal of helping the businesses get back on their feet in Marietta and Sulphur after deadly tornadoes slammed the areas in late April. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby says over 50 local businesses had significant or total losses in the cities because of the storms. He says the funds will help businesses open quickly and preserve the historic character of the communities. The overall goal is $6 million. The Chickasaw Nation says it's made a, quote, substantial financial contribution to get things started. The campaign creates a grant program that the Chickasaw Foundation will manage. Information about eligibility requirements and the application process for businesses looking to rebuild will be released shortly. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Oklahoma City Animal Shelter is making changes to its intake policy. Starting today, the shelter has limited daily intake to 30 dogs and 30 cats. Officials say the change is due to the overpopulation at the shelter. Animals will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis with no appointments necessary. The shelter says once the daily limit is reached, signs will be placed on the front doors indicating the intake capacity has been met for the day. The policy remains in effect until further notice. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.